Hello, Tanisha.
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, lady.
Great, thank you for asking. And were you ever diagnosed with a meningioma after using Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. And have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding Depo Provera?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and was it you that was affected or was it a family member?
No, it was me.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
7 years ago. Yes.
Okay, and was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
What's your story?
Brain.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. When were you first diagnosed?
Oh, excuse me. I was diagnosed in September of 2016.
Did you say September or December?
September.
September of 2016?
17, yes.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
2/7/89.
February 7th, 1989?
That's correct.
Okay, and do you know anyone else who may have been affected by Depo Provera?
Not at the moment.
Okay, and did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, the Pfizer.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah.
And the injectable that you used, was it called Depo Provera, Depo SubQ Provera, or generic?
It was just Depo Provera.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present date of 2020?
Yes.
Okay. When did you first start using Depo Provera?
Oh, excuse me. In June of 2009.
June of 2009. And when did you last use Depo Provera?
September of 2015.
Of 2015 or 2016?
2015.
2015. Okay.
Yes.
And for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled T-U-N-I-S-H-A, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and then I have your last name spelled B-E-L-L, is that correct?
That's all correct.
Okay, and then I have an email address here. Is it your first name, last name, the number 7 at gmail.com?
That's also correct.
Okay, and then I have your phone number here as 215-971-5383.
Yes.
Okay, is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay, and what is a good mailing address for you?
My address is 212 General Wheeler Drive.
General what?
General Wheeler.
Okay, General Wheeler Drive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what is the city?
Kennesaw, Georgia.
Okay. And is that zip 30144?
It is.
Okay. And the number is just 212?
Correct.
General Wheeler Drive. Is there a apartment or building number or no?
No.
Okay. And then was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
By a doctor.
Okay. How many times were you injected with Depo Provera?
Getting it every 3 months.
Every 3 months, so that would have been 4 times a year?
Yes.
Okay, and then from 2009 to 2015, that's about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is it correct to just go 4 times a year, 4 years, that's about 16 times? Does that sound accurate?
Yes.
Okay. What was the name of the doctor that administered Depo Provera?
The name of the doctor who gave it to me initially was Joseph Frank.
Joseph Frank?
Joseph Frank.
Oh, how do you spell his last name?
B-R-Y-A-N-T.
Oh, thank you. And where did Dr. Bryant practice out of?
It's a doctor's office out here. called Wellstar Kenistone Regional Medical Center.
Okay. And is that in Marietta, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. And Wellstar Kenistone Regional Medical Center. Okay. Is that here? Okay. Okay. And was that on Church Street?
Yes.
Okay.
And this time, we can tell you got it right. You had Francis in a couple hours. And I just feel like you're based in the Bronx. And they were in the chair.
Okay. And was Dr. Bryant also the doctor who prescribed the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then was the Depo-Provera provided by Wellstar Regional Medical Center, or did you pick it up at a different pharmacy?
Yes, I picked it up at a different pharmacy. It was a CVS.
A CVS? Okay.
Yes.
CVS in what city?
Kennesaw.
Okay, same city. Okay. Yes. Georgia. Do you recall, was it the CVS on Cobb Parkway?
Not Cobb Parkway, Barrett Parkway.
Barrett Parkway?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's 740 or something to that effect.
Yep. 740 Ernest West, Barrett Parkway. Okay, thank you. Okay. And then, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did you have a CT scan, MRI, or both?
CT scan.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
That was the neurosurgeon.
Okay. And what was
his name was Michael Hartman, I believe.
Okay. Hartman or Cartman?
Hartman.
Hartman. And where did Michael Hartman practice out of?
That same facility.
The same facility, Wellstar?
Yes.
Okay. Keystone as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Kenistone?
Kenistone, sorry. Kenistone. Okay. And did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
So there was radiation. It was radiation, surgery, and then observation.
Surgery. Sorry, you had to go through all of this because of Depo-Provera.
I mean, that's not your fault. You don't have to apologize.
Was the treatment done by Michael Hartman, or did you have a different treating doctor?
No, it was done by him.
Okay, and everything was done at Wellstar Kenistone?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. When was when did you go into the hospital for the meningioma? Roughly.
In September of 2016.
September. Okay. 2016. Okay. Do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
I currently don't have anyone.
That's okay. I'll just put NA. That's okay. But the phone number, this is the best number to reach you?
Most definitely.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Okay. And then for the HIPAA compliant medical record release form, what is your social? I have 173-704-572.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have everything correct before I send over the retainer documents.
Okay.
Give me one second. So I have your first name spelled T-U-N-I-S-H-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Last name B-E-L-L.
That is also
correct. Okay. And I have that you were diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain September of 2016.
Yes.
And then I have your date of birth as 02/07/1989.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have that you started taking Depo-Provera in June of 2009. You last took it September of 2015. Okay. And then I have your contact address as 212 General Wheeler Drive, Kennesaw, Georgia, 30144.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
I am familiar with DocuSign.
Okay, I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll see the HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. You'll also see the retainer agreement. The attorneys work solely on contingency, which means you never pay them any money out of pocket. How they get paid is by achieving a settlement on your behalf. If they're unable to achieve a settlement on your behalf, you don't have to pay them any money for their time and their effort. There's no fees. In the event of a settlement, it's a 60-40 split. You get 60%, the attorneys get 40%. And again, if they're unable to achieve any kind of settlement, you're never paying them any money, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I just sent that over. Let me know if you see that text come through. It should say, Jeanette Butler at Mastert Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and press that link. You might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages. Okay. And then you should see a start button and it will direct you to your first signature field.
Yes.
Okay, and then you'll also receive an additional email with the completed documents with your signature in them so that you can save them in your email for your records. You're all set for today. The next step is you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm. It'll be Ben Martin Law Group. They'll be calling just to verify it is okay to start the process of requesting medical records. They won't be able to start until they hear from you. Because of how solicitation laws work, they do the documents needed to be signed before they can reach out. And so if you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get back to them as soon as possible, okay?
Okay. I can do that.
Perfect. Well, it was a pleasure speaking to you. You have a great rest of your day and a happy new year, okay?
You as well. Thank you very much for the assistance.
You have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.